Once, there was a garden, with a little pond in the middle and a wall around the outside. Now, some gardens grow flowers, and some gardens grow vegetables. And this garden grew frogs. Green frogs, red frogs, brown frogs, and, just for variety, a few toads. Every spring, a little stalk would pop up out of the ground, and attached to it would be hundreds and thousands of tiny little tadpoles. And as the year got older, so would the frogs, until finally they were old enough to step out onto a wind and be carried off to another part of the garden where they'd plant themselves. And this worked quite well for quite some time, until one day a great wind came sweeping through the garden, picked up one tiny little frog, and carried him outside the garden gates. And there he stood, staring up, not knowing what to do and with no way to get back in. And he decided he would need to go find himself a new garden. So he went hopping off through the woods, through the town, and to the very edge of town, where he found himself a perfect little patch and planted himself right there next to the zinnias. However, this garden belonged to Ms. Barbara Pepper. Now, Ms. Barbara Pepper is a very correct sort of woman, a very proper sort of woman, but not a very nice sort of woman. She doesn't have any children. She doesn't like children. She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't like husbands. In fact, the only thing she does like are her zinnias, and in the wintertime when they're not blooming, she doesn't like anything. Next spring, below the ground, little frog began to shake his shoulders, and up popped a tiny little stalk, and attached to the head of it, hundreds and thousands of tiny little tadpoles. The zinnias were very surprised, leaned over and said, "What are you?" "I'm a frog plant," said the frog plant. "I'm a zinnia," said the zinnia. "But, frog plant, I don't think you're very safe here. This garden belongs to Ms. Barbara Pepper, and I don't think she likes frog plants." "Oh, no," said the frog plant. "Oh, yes," said the zinnia. But then she looked at all the other zinnias there and said, "Lean over, lean over." And one by one, all the zinnias leaned themselves down so they covered the frog plant beneath them. And in this way, he was kept safe, as those little tadpoles grew to little tiny frogs. However, Ms. Barbara Pepper keeps a very proper garden, and very proper gardens need weeding. So out she came one day with her gardening glove and her gardening pail, knelt down, and parted her zinnias. "Oh, how horrible, how horrible," she said. "There's a frog plant in my garden." Well, she made such a racket that all the neighbors came running. They said, "Barbara, what's the matter?" And she said, "Oh, it's horrible. There's a frog plant in the garden." The neighbors looked from one to the other. They said, what's a frog plant? Have you ever heard of a frog plant? Do frogs even grow on plants?" Everyone, that is, except little Edward. Now, little Edward was very fond of frogs and very fond of plants and was happy to hear they'd been combined. So when no one was watching him, he snuck off to the garden, knelt down, and parted the zinnias. And there it was, right in front of him, so close that he could lean in and look it right in the eyes. But as he did, the zinnia leaned over and whispered in his ear, saying, "Edward, Edward, take the frog plant back to its own garden, and it'll be safe there." Edward looked around, plucked the frog plant, and began to run. Oh, but he had hardly reached the edge of the lawn when he heard a voice behind him. "What have you got there? What have you got in your hands?" He turned around to see Ms. Barbara Pepper lumbering towards him. And then he looked down at that frog plant, and he saw with that little ball at the top, it looked almost like a dandelion. And he thought maybe it would act like a dandelion, too. So he took a deep breath and for a minute, the air was filled with hundreds and thousands of tiny little frogs, which landed all over the garden and planted themselves right there next to the zinnias. And then Edward turned around and said, "I haven't got anything in my hands, Miss Barbara Pepper." And just then one of the neighbors came walking by and patted her on the back and said, "All right, Barbara, let's just leave the child alone and go get you a nice cup of tea." And, "Oh, no," she said, "you haven't seen the frog plant in my garden yet." Well, they all saw they weren't going to get any rest from her till they had a look. So they all went over, and she knelt down and parted her zinnias. And everyone went home that day thinking that perhaps it was time that Ms. Barbara Pepper be looked after a little more carefully. And beneath the ground, all the frogs settled in safe and warm and waited for next spring.